Video: Woman accused of murdering Uber Eats driver with his van in Chicago is career criminal. By Amy Furr on February 27, 2026. A woman accused in the brutal killing of an Uber Eats driver in Chicago on Monday has a lengthy criminal history. The suspect in the case was identified as 33-year-old Montoya Perry, who has convictions that include forgery, gun possession, robbery, burglary, possession of a stolen car, and escape, CWV Chicago reported Wednesday. ABC7 noted Perry was out on pretrial release for another incident that happened 2 weeks ago. The incident happened around 2 a.m. when victim Daniel Figueroa left his minivan running outside Loretto Hospital as he went inside to make a delivery. Perry and two others are accused of getting into the van. She got behind the wheel. When Figueroa saw what was happening, he dashed toward his car, according to security video. The young man grabbed the passenger door handle, but Perry allegedly sped away and Figueroa fell onto the ground, after which the vehicle's rear tire ran over him. As a result, he suffered a fatal head injury. Perry was arrested 2 weeks prior for driving on a suspended license, fleeing from police officers, and obstructing police. Following a hearing for the case, Figueroa's mother said, "I just don't want this to happen to anybody else's family. He's 28 years old. I'm not gonna let his name go in vain, and I love you, Daniel, wherever you're at. I just pray with the help of the justice system and everyone involved that Daniel gets justice." Chicago police eventually found Perry with the van, and she reportedly admitted to taking it and seeing the victim running toward it. She was charged with murder during the commission of a forcible felony and vehicular hijacking in the case. A judge ordered she be detained pending a trial, according to ABC7. In regard to Figueroa's initial food delivery, the outlet noted, prosecutors say a doctor at the hospital was supposed to receive the food, but became suspicious after not getting any updates. They say he then made his way outside, where Figueroa was found lying in a pool of blood. He died shortly after, the report stated, adding police are still looking for the other two people in the case. The CWV Chicago article said that after the initial incident, Perry wrote in a social media post, "The expletive we had to do to get home is crazy, but we made it. If you're missing a car, you can come get it. We don't want it." A GoFundMe page created for the victim's girlfriend and their child will help with funeral costs and outstanding bills, per Fox 32.